This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Chicago, it's no mystery that Chevy is your best bet for the unpredictable spring ahead. The snow and ice may be gone, but the spring plot thickens at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true MO of SUVs. If you're thinking about taking all the twists and turns in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one you can identify. And don't worry, they can't see you behind the glass. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to solve the case like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Thursday. Congratulations to Jason. First one in on the stream. Bethany right behind him. And today's my first day without the beanie.
Yeah.
I'm not saying the beanie's not going to come back because it's going to get cold. And I am just struck by how heady my head is.
And how what?
It is the nogginest of noggins. it's just so much head. So much skin. It's crazy. I just don't see myself on television much. I mean, sure, I make videos at home for my own pleasure. But I'm not used to seeing it from this angle. Hello, Dave Murray.
Hello there. You're a very handsome man.
Thank you, buddy.
Glare is a little intense, but very handsome.
Well, it shouldn't be. I just put some foundation on, so it takes a whole bottle.
It's an expensive habit.
So I have a girl driving from middle of Kansas home tomorrow for spring break, and she couldn't care less about the storm. And and I'm like, look, I know these things because I'm old. We give up a lot of things to understand the weather. And so if you were leaving Lawrence tomorrow, what time would you leave?
First thing in the morning.
Okay, that's what I told her.
Yeah.
I told her if you don't, you're gonna go through it, maybe only for half an hour.
Or you might be riding with it.
Which would be the worst.
That's the catch, right? You may not, it may catch up to you, and then you're in it.
Yeah.
And then you may be driving along in it.
That just blows. I did that last time, a couple of times ago. Maureen and I were driving back from KU, and it wasn't like severe, but it was like kind of butt puckering, and it was just the whole damn way.
Well, you get out.
I'm making Rachel laugh today, aren't I?
It's just very descriptive.
Noggin and butt puckering. Well,
you took me there, you know?
You felt it, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Yep.
We all know what you mean.
Patricia says you have a beautiful head, Dave. I think you look incredibly handsome without your beanie. Flaunt what your mama gave you.
Thank you, Patricia. Nice.
Should probably say this. My mom had a bald head, too. And she wore a wig for 96 years. I still have it.
Don't put
the beanie away. I've got to jump way ahead here because it will be colder by Sunday. And there are some signs by around the 22nd, maybe the 20th, that we could be right back into winter again.
Oh, my.
Of March. Yeah, it's not that far away.
We do this every year. We do this every season. Every season. Yes, Dave and I have done this 25 years together, and every season, Dave's not surprised, but I'm always somehow surprised.
No. I've been doing it 42. Maybe that's the difference.
Yeah.
Really
yeah.
Almost close to 50 now with the radio stuff.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
I mean, I think it's crazy that I've been doing this for 25 years, but I started late. I started at 36. You know, mm-hmm. People who start out in their early 20s, whatever they're doing, like you did, I mean, you can clock some decades.
Yes, but you also are very aware all the time, and to all the kids out there, is that what you're looking at with me and with Dave is a rarity.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen very long, no. often. Just no. doesn't happen.
No. No. Now, I was talking I won't out him because he didn't say it was okay, but Kevin knows who I'm talking about. Someone mm-hmm. from the St. Louis media reached out to me about the KMOX move, and he said, hey, I listened to your show, and I heard what you said the other day about not giving a young person advice to go into radio, and he's like, I completely agree with you. It's kind of the same in his medium, and we both agreed that talented people will always entertain people or write for people or be on television or, you know, forecast the weather. But it's just the delivery systems and the mediums are just changing so quickly.
Yes, very much so. Very much so.
And you're also there are a lot
It's always been a tough business, but it's really, really tough.
Yeah, now. But there are also a lot more ways to do it.
For mm-hmm. sure.
I mean, like when I was coming up, and again, it's long ago, but it's not that long ago. We're talking mid-90s when I was getting into the business. I couldn't have a podcast. It didn't exist. I couldn't go and do TikToks just to show people that I have the ability to do anything. It didn't exist. You know, and you could have your own website now with your own shows.
Yeah.
And at the very least, get something started and give yourself a chance.
Check Allstate first for a quote that could save you.
Oops.
Okay. Sorry.
And then, I'll do that too. And then
and that happens too.
Yeah. But I think getting into what we're into is getting harder because it's getting tighter.
Smaller.
Yeah.
Yep. So, Dave, get us through the storm.
Okay. First of all is quiet tonight. Eclipse of the moon. Totality is at 1:58 in the morning on Friday with the full moon. I think we're going to have a shot of seeing it if you want to be up. Friday is mainly a dry day. It's a very windy day. Take away the threat of storms. It's windy all day long, partly sunny, 81 for the high. The record's 86. Scattered showers and thunderstorms developing late afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms around Friday night, some strong to severe, very windy, 56. Now, I'll get to the weekend, but I want to get to the storms here. Prime time is 4 p.m. to midnight. Fast-moving storms. The forward motion of these things could be 60 miles per hour. So they're going to come up on us really quickly. Fast, heavy rain, intense lightning, straight line winds of 60 to 80 miles per hour, limited hail. This is not a hail type situation, but there will be pockets of pea size all the way up to golf ball size for a few folks and isolated tornadoes. So again, 4 p.m. to midnight is our prime time. Saturday, it's all gone, partly sunny skies. Northwest flow is back. It's windy. It's cooler. It's not really cold. It's just cooler, 66. Clear skies, 38 on Saturday night. Sunday, partly sunny, windy, and cold, 49 degrees. That's going to seem cold. And wouldn't be surprised if there's some snow burst or snow flurries around on Sunday.
Okay.
Lots going on.
Yeah, it really is. Headlines, Rach?
Yeah, Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. The Pope marks the 12th anniversary of his papacy, hospitalized, but with his condition improving. He continues to receive oxygen and wear a mechanical mask at night, but he is doing better. No official plans have been announced to commemorate his anniversary, which happens to coincide with a public holiday at the Vatican.
So 12 years?
12 years.
I couldn't have told you whether it was 5 or 20. And I mean, I'm not Catholic, but, you know.
12 seems like a long time.
Yeah, does seem on the longer side.
He still feels relatively new.
He and does. Benedict felt like he was Pope for the longest time, but it was only like 10 years or so for him,
was
right?
Was it? Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. They all
he took
together.
Over for Benedict, right?
Yeah.
And Benedict resigned.
Yes.
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 Nikki Glaser is going to return as the host of the Golden Globes in 2026, St. Louis's own Nikki Glaser. She was the first woman to host the show solo and expressed excitement about hosting again. The 2025 Globes drew 9.3 million viewers. So good for Nikki. That's cool.
Yeah. That's a lot of people in a modern time.
Going to see her perform in May in Vegas.
Nice.
It's probably the only award show I still watch. But I don't watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
But like the Oscars, I don't know.
Well, this is the chill one, right?
Yes.
Where they're all
this is the one where they are supposed to
this is the
let their
one.
Hair down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yesterday, a Crew 10 mission was set to launch from Florida, and it was postponed due to an issue with the launch pad's ground system. That delay means that the Crew 9 astronauts, including Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams, can't return to Earth until their successors arrive. The SpaceX mission could attempt to launch again tomorrow, with the Crew 10 astronauts expected to reach the ISS on Saturday night. So hopefully Butch and Sonny get to come home very, very soon.
Yeah.
Poor guys.
This is ridiculous.
It really is.
Like, come on, man. You're supposed to be, these are supposed to be like the brightest people in the world running these things, and you got people stranded up there for a year and you can't get them back.
Well, hopefully they're coming home soon. About a third of bird species.
Can I just say this?
Yeah.
I would tear that thing apart. The ISS. Everyone would be dead.
Dave would be like just floating in space. Like, I can't take it.
Yes. Like, I'm not talking like 9 months. I'm talking by dinner.
Your intrusive thoughts would immediately cause you to hit the airlock buttons.
He's like,
just open the door.
Like, what would happen if I got spaced?
I would be slamming hammers into the glass.
How many shots will it take?
How do you think you'd do, Rach? I could see you as an astronaut.
Really? I'm just so, like, not okay with space.
Well, that would be a dark mark for you.
Yeah. I would be there against my will at this point.
A captive.
Yeah. You'd have to be kidnapped to get up there.
That's actually, instead of, if I ever do anything wrong, like, just send me there instead of prison if you really want me to learn my lesson. I don't know. I have total respect for the people who go. There's something about it, though, where I'm like, I don't think I'm meant to go to space. Mm. I'll go someday if they perfect those Blue Origin journeys, and it's like, all right, this is never going
to
crash. It's
which
as safe
you
as an
may
airplane.
Have to face in your life.
Maybe.
I mean, in your lifetime, if you live a natural lifetime, I think space travel will be not common, like taking a cruise, but if you have some money, I think it'll be open to you.
Patrick is asking, which FM station did KMOX move to? We have not moved to FM yet, Patrick. We're moving on March 24th. We will be on 104.1. So yeah, 98.7 has flipped. Now it's Hot 98. So we'll just have to go through a couple weeks here without being on FM, but we will be on FM very, very soon on a very strong signal. So don't worry.
Yes.
Yeah. And again, for now, those two are mirroring each other.
Right.
And that's because you're making sure that people that listen to Hot 104 know to go to Hot 98.7. And then when we flip on the 24th, then it'll be back to carrying the two. Yeah.
Yep.
About a third of the bird species in the U.S. need conservation help, according to a new report. It reveals that at least 112 North American bird species have lost more than half of their populations in the past 50 years. With declines in species like Allen's hummingbirds and yellow-billed magpies, waterfowl populations are now down about 30% since 2017.
I wonder why that is.
Yeah, so I'm not exactly sure. I think it's just their habitats are being encroached upon. Hmm.
Pretty much all of the things that are having that problem are due to just being pushed out.
Here's a crazy story. A dog shoots its owner while its owner is in bed. This happened in Tennessee.
I want to know is, what did the owner do?
So
because dogs aren't going to, they're going to do nothing for no reason.
You missed my breakfast.
The other dog's like, just shoot him.
So apparently this man was relaxing on his bed and just like talking with one of
that
his friends.
That doesn't sound good.
The dog, whose name is Oreo. This story says identified as Oreo.
Identified as.
Which is pretty great.
He pulled his ID.
Accidentally stepped on the trigger of a nearby gun, causing it to fire and graze the man's thigh.
So the guy had a loaded gun sitting on his bed.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the dog jumped up on the bed and landed. Dude, first of all, if you're a dog owner, you know nothing dangerous or sensitive sits near you on the couch or bed because they're going to step on it.
Well, by far the most troubling, disturbing part of the story to me is this guy lounging and relaxing on his bed alone talking to his friend. That doesn't happen. We don't do that. Do we?
Talking in person or on the phone? Did we know if the friend was there?
It doesn't
there?
Say.
Well, if it's in person, it's really weird.
That's what I mean. That's way weirder than on the phone. Like, I don't know. I've talked to
the
phone
the last
before.
Time you laid on your bed alone with your princess phone talking to your buddy?
It's been a long time.
But you think if he was on the phone, the story would have said he was laying in bed talking on the phone. You know what I mean?
That's a good point, yeah.
Like, maybe the friend was in a chair next to the bed or something.
Yeah, maybe this, hey, maybe this guy's just got, like, a studio apartment and there's just nowhere for anything.
Right.
Nowhere for me to put my gun.
Either way, obviously, he doesn't have much space if the gun's sitting on the bed next. First of all, you're sitting in a room talking to your friend. Why is the, you got the gun just laying on the bed next to you?
That dog is
what's going
stuff.
On? Yeah, that dog's, yeah. like,
why do you have the loaded gun pointing at you while you're talking to your buddy?
See, we should have been detectives.
Yeah. We would have turned that guy into a confession already.
Something doesn't smell
he'd
right.
He'd have been
about
like, ah!
We'd have been sweating Oreo.
He's going to be Jim Carrey and Liar Liar. It was me.
A second grade student in North Carolina saved his choking classmate by performing the Heimlich maneuver during recess. The boy learned the life-saving technique from YouTube and acted quickly when his classmate began choking on a granola bar while they were playing basketball. Teachers and parents praised the young man for his heroic actions, and the school hosted a celebration to honor his bravery and quick thinking. The story also says that it's strengthened the bond between the two kids, which I just think is so sweet.
Yeah,
that kid's going to be known as the hero for the rest of his life.
Yeah. He can do nothing else.
Man,
he's set.
If you're a parent, how do you ever yell at that kid now?
Right.
Now I'm scrutinizing everything. Why was this kid eating a granola bar while they're playing basketball?
Andrew, right? That's what I was thinking,
too. It's a horribly dumb thing to do, but second graders do a lot of horribly dumb things.
So he walked home with his dog, Oreo.
Thank you, Dave.
I feel like it's all been done. Somebody's trying to make me stay. You know I got to be moved.
Welcome back, 352 DGS. You know, yesterday we were talking about the concept that in any relationship, personal or business, whoever cares the least wins. And I thought the best example of that I can think of is Elon Musk's crappy little kid in the Oval Office. Like, he's dealing with Donald Trump, the president of the United States, the most powerful person on the planet, and this little kid just doesn't care. And he's picking his nose and wiping boogers on the Resolute desk and saying that you need to go away. And he clearly won. He doesn't care. There's nothing Donald Trump could say to him. They'd be like, oh, I didn't realize that.
I mean, I don't know. I don't want to put it all just like on, like, quote unquote rich kids. But I mean, some point, you know, range kids in. Just because you have money and you have privilege or you have a famous name, don't let your kids be little brats.
Yeah.
Well, I think this is the only child that will speak to Elon Musk of all of his dozens of children. So I think that kid's getting pretty darn spoiled every time he's with dad.
Yeah.
And I think it's also like an attempt, hey, I don't even have a nanny with me. I'm doing this all by myself. Sure, Jan. I'm sure you are.
That's a great usage of sure, Jan. Well done.
Got him.
Got him.
Got him.
Got him.
Got him.
Got him.
What's that?
Oh, David on the stream says, my hairstyle looks super cute today. Thank you, David.
Yeah, I thought he was talking to me at first. Like, I'm not even being funny. I was like, oh.
It does.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, guys.
So you're going to change yours?
Good segment for me.
I mean, not change. I'm probably going to go back.
I don't know. We're digging
old school.
It.
I don't know. I mean,
it looks good.
I know, but it's fun.
You look like a bad boy.
Your hair color
actually,
is so pretty.
Just, I have to do stuff to it. Like, I'm going to have to buy a brush at this point. I don't own a brush. It's getting, that's the problem is I'd love to see what it looks like longer, but I don't want to do any work.
What's the product you use in your hair, Wheels?
Spike glue.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I don't like the look of gel, a little too shiny. It doesn't work very well either.
When I was young, like junior high, I used to use Brill Cream. Anyone even ever heard of that?
I've heard of it. I don't know what it is, but I've heard of it.
It's just goo. It's just sloppy goo.
Just generic goo.
And then we had something called Dippity Doo. Which was like Brill Cream in a jar. But my hair is really flighty and dry because there was only like 8 strands. So I would dippity-do each one individually. Baldness
I just
is fun.
Like the name dippity-do.
Yeah.
Did you dip the hair in it?
No, you would no. You would just dip your fingers in there.
Oh, okay.
It was green. It was a very pretty green. Being me, I love playing with it.
Yeah.
It's like there's little bubbles in it and stuff.
Sure.
Yeah, Brill Cream, a little dab will do you. There you go, Steve.
Sorry, Brian. No mullet happening. Wheeler needs a mullet.
Well,
I need,
you could rock one.
I need a mullet.
Yes, he would.
You could kill it.
Yeah.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Noon is past 4 p.m. We will be starting late tomorrow because St. Louis University beat Davidson today, so the game's at 1. We'll go on about 3:30 like we did today. A couple of guests in studio. If you are watching us on television, you can see them. It's Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery. They're the owners of City Lifestyle Magazine, really great publications, and they are kind enough that they're going to feature me coming up in an issue soon. And I love Kelly. Kelly and I go all the way back, but I'm all about Gordon today.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
So you found out he's a musician.
Yeah.
Well, not just a musician, but
it's
he played
romance.
In friggin' Nichols at stages.
People right now are going, who?
We've got a bromance going
Everyone
on.
Everyone my age, 90% of the stupid things I've done in my life, I did at stages.
I think most
it was Nickel Beer Night on Wednesday night, so
for
really
Nickel
50,
beer.
You could get a good buzz on.
Yes. I was a poor law student. I would just grab quarters and go get wasted for the whole night.
And you could get in even if you weren't 21.
Yeah.
You sent them
Must
ID.
Must be this tall to get into stages.
If you were 21, you were pretty old there.
It doesn't matter what you look like, your ID worked.
Yeah, that was a great band.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah,
we had some great musicians. Chuck Dalba went on to play with Lita Ford. He was the drummer for Lita Ford during the whole Bon Jovi tour that's now on his documentary. That was when Charlie was with Lita Ford, so it was fun to see him relive all that on the show.
And you had hair down to your shoulders. How long was your hair back in the day?
It was long.
Was it long?
It was like the Crypt Keeper. I never had much hair, but what I had, I wanted to grow it out as long as I could.
There you go.
So it got to a certain point, I looked like I was 80. So I just
we think it was the Aquanet that might have removed
it. Oh, man. Major Aquanet.
Lots of
back
Aquanet.
Extra hold.
Isn't it great, though, that we got to live that?
Oh, yeah.
My gosh, the best time ever.
Best time
ever. We could
ever.
Go on all day about how much better music was back then.
Everything was. Everything. I mean, we would be streaming right now back then, but it was a better time.
Yeah, no, I'm convinced, and I know that, like, my friend Kevin Wheeler over here, his big thing is every generation thinks that they're the best, but I'm convinced that if you took the kids today and let them live a month of the 80s, they'd be like, oh, I don't want to go back.
They would die of fear.
Well,
that is an interesting point.
They'd never leave the house. They'd be like, oh my God, people are fighting.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. People are mean. What the hell?
Punched in the nose. No one did anything about it.
That's what made us tough. That's why we survived today. Yeah.
I love the videos and the kids are growing up and they're flying over big, huge things. And, you broke your arm. Come on, we'll go to the doctor.
Yep.
Yeah, our parents used to legit set up lawn chairs and watch us ride our bikes behind the mosquito fogger.
Oh, my, I know.
They're like, what's this guy doing?
What were they thinking?
Yeah, they're just got their Falstaff and they're drunk and they're like, yeah, look at
watch
that
them.
One.
Let's see which one runs into the back of the truck. Yeah. When he stops.
Yeah.
Sorry, if you could grab onto it and hang on to it, was even better.
Well, tell us about the publications first, because I know you have an event going on we want to talk
about.
We'd
love to. So, of course, as you mentioned, they're a luxury lifestyle magazine. We have Clayton, Chesterfield, and St. Charles County. They're mailed directly to the homes, over 45,000 of them, plus 3,000 businesses. And every month, it's a new issue, which, of course, June is our men's issue, and that's where your pretty face is going to be in there and let everybody know all about you and tell your story. Mm-hmm. And so we, wanted to put on a few events a year, but this year we decided we wanted to do something where it gave back 100%, and I love the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and they are so behind on wishes right now because of course, the C word, as we call it. I don't even want to say that word anymore, but they got really behind on wishes, so we knew that, and we got together, and gosh, Gordon has put on more karaoke shows than you would like to count.
I used to have a production karaoke DJ company, so I've done it for 30 years.
Yeah, so we will want to know your go-to karaoke song, but yeah, so with that, we decided to put on a big event. It's going to be at the Marquee. Have you seen the big white tent that's out in Newtown?
No, I have not.
It's recently been renovated and opened by Tom and Lindsay. It's beautiful. They are actually donating the tent, which is amazing. We've got tables all set up. We're going to have a stage set up. And you're going to be able to go there, karaoke, and put
got
your song on while
wine
singing
poles.
In the shower, right?
Yep. Yeah. the wine pulls and some things to give away.
Yeah, to be able to raise money, you know, at the event. So we only have, if we have one table left, but we have lots of tickets because the tent holds up to 300 people. So there's lots of room. So I think we have a good 75 tickets left that we really want to get sold, fill it up, and be able to raise that money that we need for Make-A-Wish.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
that's
over 400 wonderful. Wishes there behind. That's a lot.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I've done some stuff with Make-A-Wish, but not that much, so I don't really know how it works.
If you meet the kids and you ever experience it, you'll never want to do anything else. I did, which I could only do one. I love to raise money for them, but I did a wish one time for a 9-year-old little girl who had a brain tumor. And if you could imagine, at that time, my daughter was around that same age. So I'm in the hospital room, and the only way that she could let me know what her wish was by wiggling her toe. That was a yes or no, and she wanted a pony. So I went home. It took me 2 weeks to recover, I should say, from watching that little girl and the strength that she had and her wish and her hope. And that's what it is. That hope gives these kids something to look forward to, helps them recover, helps them feel better. You know, it's not all about that every child is going to pass away. It's a critical ill yeah. condition. So we hope that these wishes can help them have hope to want to recover.
It's, we're even in this 24/7 TikTok society, we're so protected from so many things. Mm-hmm. And unless you have had a sick child, which I right. have not, thank God, you don't really understand how often that happens.
Yeah.
And I recently had a real come to Jesus moment that the last few months I've been volunteering for this organization called No One Dies Alone. It's a hospice at Bethesda where we literally sit vigil with people overnight when their family can't be there, when they're within a couple days of dying.
That's deep. Oh my gosh. And
I thought that was deep. Then I found out that I have colleagues who do pediatric hospice.
Oh gosh.
Which those two words like just shouldn't be in the same
sense.
No,
exactly.
And I hadn't really thought through it, but yes, it happens every day.
Wow.
And there are these people out there stronger than me that do what I do with grown-ups, with kids.
My hair is sticking straight up because that's quite a commitment to be able to do that. It's one thing, you know, having your family, but going through with someone, holding their hand and being there for somebody that is passed. I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was out there. So
yeah, I didn't know until my mom passed away last July and they sat with her. And that's how I found out about it. But yeah, you can do the same thing for peds cases.
Wow.
Which is probably the toughest thing I can imagine.
I can't imagine. And I luckily didn't have a sick child as well. So it is hard to imagine because it's not just the child. It's also the family.
Yeah.
So when they're doing these wishes, the family is involved with them as well. You know, they don't leave them out. The kid, they have brothers and sisters that spend hours in hotels. So we're really excited. So Karaoke for Wishes, we do want to say thank you because you know how it is when you do a charity event. It's those businesses that come on strong and sponsor. So Snooze Mattress Company, Mike Bob, who's open in Chesterfield, has sponsored Oak Street Inn and Lounge. If you haven't been out in Cottleville to the new speakeasy, which they call the root of the Oak Street Inn, which that's new. It's an incredible place to go and have a cocktail or get a bite to
really
eat.
Cool.
We just had our social hour there for our magazines. And so they came on as a sponsor. And then, of course, our magazines are a sponsor as well. And we really appreciate their support in allowing us to help put this event on and raise more money for Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yeah.
So it's Thursday, March 20th, 7 p.m. The doors will open. I'm sure there'll be some extra tickets if you want to join us. It's inside the Marquee, which is the big white tent inside of the Newtown. And if you haven't been to Newtown in a while, that's, I call it Hallmark Village. If you kiss anyone in Newtown, it will start snowing in midsummer. Just like the shows, right?
That's right.
So tell us more about the publications. Like what's it like to put one of these out?
Is my hair in place?
It's me leaving at 7 a.m. in the morning when Kelly's still in her pajamas at her desk and coming back at 5 and she's still in her pajamas at her desk working at her desk.
Yeah,
that's what it's like. And going out and meeting great people, though. It's what's great about it is we get to meet so many cool people.
Yeah.
You know, and you see that with what you do. You know,
absolutely.
But it's just getting to meet all the great businesses and people.
Yeah. I say it's a blend of storytelling because that's what we do. We tell stories. We meet great people like yourself and we're able to share those stories all over, you know, sometimes it's in other states. We went all the way to Punta Cana, which was pretty amazing, to the new Secrets Hotel. Got to stay there and do a story on this new place. So if we get to do something like that, that makes our job
we'll take more
even
of those travel
better.
Agents.
Yeah, but most of the time I'm in my office or meeting people, and that's what we do. We go out there and we help open the doors and tell stories of people's businesses, places, or things, so we can elevate their brand.
Nice.
And every month it's a new issue, a new theme. May is our women's issue, which we're already finishing up. That'll be done this month, and then our June issue, which we're looking forward to sharing your story. And then we go on from there every single month with a new issue. And it's, again, it's mailed directly to the homes. You can go to citylifestyle.com and, you know, you can pick a city wherever you'd want. We're all over the United States, and we happen to own Chesterfield, Clayton, and St. Charles. So you can get stories from all over the United States throughout City Lifestyle. And then, I don't know, did I miss anything
great about it?
Our advertisers are the lifeblood. So we want to say thank you for all of those that believe in the magazine and advertise in there, because they're the reason we get to tell these great stories.
Brian McKenna says, Kelly and Gordon are wonderful. Gordon can really sing.
He can. And thank you, Brian. He's awesome. Yeah. And doing so well, too. We love following Brian. And he and his mom, I love watching those two together, too.
Yeah. I don't know where Brian is right now, but I know with 100% accuracy, he has no shirt on. So.
I don't know if that should frighten us or make us excited. Which should it be?
Yeah. It could be both simultaneously.
You know, he makes it look good, though.
He does. Yeah. If I look like Brian shirtless, I would be shirtless.
Yeah, he pulls it off. I got your back, Brian.
I guess I'd run around in a bikini,
especially
because
I can see it.
You can see it.
Well, thank you guys.
Oh, thank
you. Good to see you again,
so
Kelly. Nice to meet you, Gordon. Yes, thanks for all the memories at Stages.
Oh, you're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Those we can remember.
Yeah.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 422. You can stream us on Facebook and YouTube. Melissa Owen says, where do I find you on the radio? Interesting question, Melissa, because we just announced a few days ago that on March 24th, KMOX will become 104.1 FM KMOX. We've never had a real FM signal. 98.7 is fine, but it's a city signal. It just kind of covers like along the 40 corridor. It was fine for me and my Jeep on my drive in, but if you get too far out of town, 98.7 squirrels a little bit. 104.1 is a market-wide signal, so it's a true FM, and you'll be able to hear it from Festus to Litchfield, and it's going to be really great for KMOX and our advertisers and Cardinals baseball. That happens Monday, March 24th. So we will be up and running on the FM signal for opening day. Until then, we're on 1120 AM, where we always have been and always will be. 102.5 KZK HD, if you know how to work an HD thing. I don't. Or on the Odyssey app, which you can just download to your phone and play it in your car, play it at home. It sounds perfect. So there you go. And a couple things I wanted to throw out there. Oh, I'm a lot of things, but I'm not a joke stealer. You guys know that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty easy these days to steal bits like on TikTok. You know, you hear someone do it, and this guy said something last night, and I thought it was so funny. He said, going to Panera Bread is like eating hospital food in a Norwegian minimum security prison.
Ooh, you know who's going to fight you on that one?
Who's that?
Andrew.
Really?
Yeah, I like
I thought that was
food.
So funny. I thought that was really, like, he nailed it.
I'm quite fond of hospital food. I've had a lot of really great hospital meals.
I thought he was going to defend Breadco, and he's defending the hospital
food.
He
always eats Breadco.
And Breadco, too. I love Breadco, too.
But, you they probably do have pretty good food in the place he's describing.
Yeah, good point, Wheels.
In the Norwegian minimum security prison?
Yeah.
Have you seen any of those shows? Like, there's a show called, like, The World's Toughest Prisons. And this guy who used to be, who was accused of murder, was eventually acquitted, but he did time in jail, and he's the host, British guy. And he goes to these prisons, and the ones in, like, Norway and Iceland, man, it's just apartments. They
just
live
in their life.
They cook their own food. They've got all this stuff, and, like, they're treated like normal human beings, even the violent ones.
Squeak.
It's wild. Tell me about it.
I do want to defend Panera for 1 second, though. Their problem used to be that they were very expensive, but they have gone to great length lately to try and fix that. They have, cheap kind of, you know, half a sandwich and a cup of soup or whatever. It's a great deal. Delicious.
Yeah,
I ate it every day when I was
there. The last time I looked at Panera has been probably a year online.
Oh.
and it hit my gag reflex. Really? I'm like, can't do it.
What is it about it? Because I'm a fan. I like.
It was the price.
Oh yeah. Man! Oh,
it was going to be like $30 just for me to have a sandwich and soup. So
what? Which is
yeah. Are you getting the filet mignon sandwich?
Of course.
Well, I mean, what else is he going to eat?
I don't know if they still have it. For a while, they had this great like meal deal where it's like for four people, and it's like two soups and sandwiches and cookies and all kinds of crap. And it was awesome. It was like $45.
We do some throwback, Rach?
Yeah, Throwback Thursday. Back in the day on March 13th, 244 years ago in 1781, William Herschel discovered Uranus, the seventh planet from the sun, the first planet to be discovered with the aid of a telescope. Kind of cool. 173 years ago in 1852, Uncle Sam was first featured as a cartoon character in a magazine.
Who was?
Uncle Sam.
Oh, I'm still trying to get over not making a Uranus joke. So,
yeah, I was surprised.
Yeah.
Same. We all tamped that down.
How many times have you guys driven? By all what is it called? The Uranus Fudge Shop?
Yes.
There's like two of them, and they're on the science highways everywhere, like in Illinois.
I had them on
55.
The show really early on in my career. And I didn't get that they got the joke.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They definitely play it up on the billboards.
Right. And I was like, and the guy's like, that's right. Come get your fudge and Uranus. I'm like,
I mean, that is actually a brilliant marketing strategy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Why wouldn't you go that route? You're going to get attention left and right.
Yeah.
56 years ago in 1969, the Disney classic The Love Bug was released. I've never seen this film, but I see it pop up on Disney.
I think you're
Plus.
Fine.
Saw that one at the drive-thru when I was a kid.
Drive-thru?
Really?
Yeah.
You drive in?
The drive-thru. Sorry, the drive-in. Yeah, we drove through.
You really were rich.
We drove through the movie. We didn't stay. No, we drove. Yeah, the drive-in.
33 years ago in 1992, My Cousin Vinny was released.
Man, that's a long time.
Love
yeah,
it.
Wow.
19 years ago in 2006, Black Sabbath was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with Lynyrd Skynyrd, Blondie, Miles Davis, and the Sex Pistols. The Sex Pistols actually declined the honor but were inducted anyway. I did not know this.
It's quite a class.
And 14 years ago in 2011, the song Mean by Taylor Swift was released. Everybody
got nothing.
Favorite
song. Yeah, I don't even know that one.
I don't know that one either.
Does she just go, you're mean?
She's like, someday I'll be living in a big old city. And
well, I see why she's a billionaire.
Yeah, well, you know.
He is mean. One more. 5 years ago in 2020, President Trump declared the coronavirus pandemic a national emergency. 5 years ago.
Hate.
Oh, let's do one more. I lied. 3 years ago in 2022, Tom Brady unretired from the NFL just 6 weeks after announcing his retirement. He played one more season with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers before retiring for good.
He spent enough time kissing his kids on the lips.
Have you heard the phrase, the jack of all trades is a master of none? At Fitness Formula Clubs, we believe you shouldn't have to be the expert in everything. Let our team of wellness pros take care of you so you can focus on excelling at what you do best. Since 1984, FFC Chicago has been your one-stop shop for fitness and wellness. Whether you're looking for a massage therapist, registered dietitian, personal trainer, or Pilates instructor, you'll find the best at our 10 locations. Elevate your game inside and outside the club. Visit ffc.com/odyssey today to claim your special offer.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
438 DJ Asun KMOX. Wheels, what's going on in the world of sports?
Well, let's see, obviously, other than the Billikens advancing, we're just, you know, the move we haven't talked about yet today is the Cardinals actually signed a major league free agent today.
Get out!
They brought in a reliever named Phil Maton, who is an established 32-year-old. He's not 32 yet, but he'll turn 32 like in April. But a 32-year-old reliever who's been a solid, consistent reliever in the big leagues now for 5, 6, 7 years. He pitches a lot. He's a guy that goes 65, 70 games a year. Very durable. So they added a known commodity to the bullpen, which is going to mean one unknown commodity is not going to get a look early. Mm-hmm. They'll end up going to Memphis, and it could shake things out that way. But that was the news today, and we talked quite a bit about it on the Gas House Gang, just because he's a guy that fits in late in the game, right? He's not a guy that you'd want to. He's not a middle reliever. Like he can fit in as a setup guy, you know, somewhere in that 6, 7.
So what's the bullpen look like?
So Helsley's going to close, and then after that, your key right-handers would be Fernandez and now Maton, who basically is taking the Kittredge role. Like, that's pretty much what he's going to end up being.
I'm sad to see him go.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing they let him go, because he just hurt his knee, and he's out for several months.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, so they got lucky on that one. If they had brought him back, they'd be dealing with a guy with coming off knee surgery now.
Hard to believe he hurt his knee. I've never seen a guy with a simpler, smaller wind up.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how he did it. I don't know if he did it in a workout or if he did it off the field or whatever, but this is basically the role that Maton will play. So you're going to have the lefties, John King and JoJo Romero. We still don't know for sure whether Libertor is going to start or relieve, but it sounded today, based on what Mo said, that Libertor's probably going towards the bullpen.
Hmm.
And then that leads two spots in the bullpen for guys like Riley O'Brien, Kyle Leahy. I mean, these are not big household names, but these are the guys that are there competing for the spot. Roderick Munoz is another one, a hard thrower that's new to the team this year, but he's probably going to go to Memphis. So it definitely simplifies what you're looking at. So instead of having three openings, now you have two. And I would bet that O'Brien is going to have one of them for sure if he's not hurt. So basically it's down to like one spot for Leahy, Roycroft, guys like that. And they also optioned Graceffo to AAA today, so he will not be with the team on opening day.
Okay. So, Rachel and Andrew, I see that you both have the same issue on the Google Doc, and I think you're on opposite sides of people being asked to move seats on an airplane.
Oh, I didn't know Andrew wrote about that as well.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see... I see a lot of people, including my friend Rachel, like, yeah, good for her. Never move your seat. Or, yeah, and I just...
That's
not a flyer.
Rachel's always saying.
I'm not a... Well, it's what you wrote on the sheet. I'm not a flyer. I've flown like once. I guess it's entirely possible. I don't get it. But who cares? Move your seat. Who cares? Whatever.
Well, if that's your philosophy, then why ask someone to move in the first place? Like, just sit in your seat.
Well, I'm not asking somebody to move their
seat.
But I'm saying, like, if I get asked, hey, can you move seats so my... you know, partner and I, or my, you know, mom and I, or whatever, can sit together. It's like, yeah, okay, fine, whatever.
What if you're sitting next to Megan?
Well, then no. Then I'm like, well, unfortunately, I won't be sitting next to my partner, which I prefer to do. Or like, so then it's fine.
What if you paid for a window seat and they want you to move out of the window seat and go sit in a middle seat somewhere?
I guess for that, it would depend on how long the flight is. If it's like a 3-hour flight, then I don't care. If it's an overnight flight to Japan or whatever, that's 20 hours, and maybe I would feel differently about it.
Yeah, I just think that you have the opportunity to select your seat before the flight. Everyone has the same opportunity to do this. Everyone is on an even playing field. I don't get the people, especially people with kids, who make it everyone else's problem that they didn't do the right thing or they didn't budget in what was right for their family and take the necessary steps to all sit together. I don't get why that then falls on other people. And if you want to ask, that's fine, but don't be upset when people say no. People went out of their way to pick that seat, to pay for that seat. They've been counting on that seat. And I think it's ridiculous that the airline will like back up the people asking for a move and be like, yeah, I mean, would you move so they can sit with their partner? No.
Yeah, don't make it weird.
Yeah, you're making it weird. The reason I put it on the sheet today was because there was a Brazilian woman who went viral last year because there was a crying child sitting. Okay, let me back up. There was a child sitting in her seat whenever she got on the plane, and she's like, hey, that's my seat. It's a window seat. And when she got in the seat, the toddler just keeps crying because the toddler wanted to sit at the window. And she's like, no, I want to sit at the window. Like, and I'm not a window seat person, but I know people who are. And it's a big deal for them to be at the seat that they paid for. She's now suing the airline because and the person who filmed her because she was being filmed by someone completely outside of the situation. Wasn't the toddler's parent or anything like that. Just someone who thought she should have moved, and she was filmed by them and like harassed by them and went viral. She said she was, this might be overreacting, but she like didn't want to leave her house at the height of the viral fame, the, you know, not good fame, because people were mad because she wouldn't move. And she was like, no, it's my seat. I shouldn't have to do it. Don't act like I'm a villain for not wanting to move. And I'd say good for her for suing the airline and suing the person who sued her. I think it's ridiculous.
Now, this I did not know. I did not know you chose seat. Last time I flew, which was, I mean, almost a decade ago, but last time I flew, we did not choose seats. It was like first come, first serve, sit wherever you can when you get on the plane.
And it's different when, I mean, if you do like Southwest or something, if you don't pay for early bird check-in, you pretty much just pick the open seat.
Yeah.
But if you, but
even by that, you if you're there first, you're still choosing your seat.
Sure. Yeah, exactly.
Well, sure. Yeah.
But many other airlines, you're able to choose exactly where you want to go.
And assigned seating, I do feel a little bit differently about, because assigned seating, as you stated, you can choose your own. I mean, you should make the arrangements to sit where you want to sit before you get on. I mean, it'd be no different than at like a movie theater or whatever.
Yeah, it's exactly like that.
You're picking where you sit, so arrange it ahead of time.
So if it's an equivalent seat to what you have, in other words, you wanted an aisle and somebody's asking you to go to another aisle, is that a fair request?
I think that's fair.
If you have a window and they ask you for a window, that's a fair request.
Yeah.
But if they're like, yeah, you have an aisle, but I'm offering you a middle. Do you want to say yes to that? Because some people don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. Some people pick the aisle or the window for very specific reasons for comfort.
Yeah.
And the middle, you just don't know what you're getting.
Right.
You just have no idea.
I'm just standing over here really mad at a toddler I've never met.
Yeah, I'm not mad at the toddler. I'm mad at the person who filmed, who was not even the toddler's parent. It was just someone who was like, oh, you should have
moved. The toddler's parent handled things appropriately. Like, if I had Nick or Phoebe 3 years old and they were doing that, I would handle it. I would not expect anyone else to handle it. I wouldn't expect the flight attendant or the captain or the person whose seat that they want to handle it. And if they offered, hey, why don't you just let your kid sit here, it's fine, I might accept it graciously, but I would never expect someone to change their situation because my toddler's being a toddler.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great point.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.